Okay, so today we're going to actually finish our Gaiva. We're on page 89 in the Orcha Sadikim. The learning today, as always, is a Schos Leilu Nishmas, Adir Haaretz Chaver, Chaim Elitzvah Ben Shem Shinaryeh, and Rabbi Yaakov Yezhiv, Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. And it should be a Schos for four Shleim of Chaim Doi Ben Menorach, Chana Leah, Vashen Rach, and Abedati Ben Peril, and a Schos for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he says like this. He says, how does a person act when he realizes or he comes to terms with the fact that Gaiva is starting to overtake him and Gaiva is dictating his life? So he says, "At the time when a person sees that the Mida of Gaiva is overtaking him, so he has to take things that are going to frighten him. That his beginning is from a drop of putrid semen. Yashiv la'afar, and then at the end he's going back to turn to dust. V'achrisay te'leah v'rima, and worms and maggots are going to be crawling over his body. V'yitein din v'cheshbon l'fnei melech ha'malachim l'Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that eventually you'll have to give an accounting to Hashem. V'achshav, and he should think, kama geyim shenizkayu, how many previously haughty people in the world, v'avru min ha'olam, that they passed on, and d'shtachu k'loi ha'yum ha'olam, they have forgotten as if they never existed, u'ma'ha'ilu lehem gavosam. What did their gaiva help? So this is like therapy, he's saying. For someone who is a Baal gaiva is to be ma'irer in your heart the foolishness of gaiva and the fact that there's going to be a dim cheshbon for doing it. And what is the gain anyway? The losses far outweigh the gains. God there, now he says, for what is a fence that you can put up to prevent yourself from gaiva. He says, a fence to put up to distance yourself from gaiva and other bad midos. Someone who wishes to root it out completely. It's not just a matter of resolving in your heart that you're going to do it. You have to run to the other extreme. Ketzad, how do you do this? So again, this is the idea of how do you work on a midah that you are failing in? So what you do is you run to the other extreme. So if your example, he's going to say, you're someone who wears very fancy clothing. You should wear clothing that's below your stature, which is the other extreme. Not ripped clothing, but clothing that's beneath you. And then at the end of the day, so basically the pendulum is over here. You swing the pendulum, all the pendulum all the way to the other side, so that eventually when it settles, it will settle in a moderate zone. But if you're going to go directly from the extreme to the moderate, you're going to settle back somewhere on the extreme side still. So that's what he's saying. You have to go to the other extreme. How do you do this? Someone who is very fancy clothing, like clothing that's beneath you, like someone wears very fancy clothing like people with gaiva, he wants to do tshuva from this. So if he still wears nice clothing, be saki nois and mida beninis, things that are befitting his stature, things that are moderate, that's not going to uproot it. You want to uproot it completely. And therefore, you got to go to the other extreme, not to the middle. Or if he tries to get honor and is forceful over others in the way he acts or the way he speaks, there's no correction until what? Until you humble yourself and you lower yourself under other people. And you see yourself lower than others. You put on worn-out clothing that shame those who wear them. In other words, you use clothing that, like I said, is below you, beneath your stature. And again, it doesn't mean torn clothing. You still have to look like a Ben Adam, you still have to look like a person, you're a Yid, but you wear clothing that's like a hand-me-down. That's, you say, someone of your stature would not wear a hand-me-down, something that clearly looks like it was worn previously. And with similar items, until you completely uproot the gaiva from your heart. And he says, this applies to other midos as well. Let's say you're someone that gets angry a lot. In the beginning, you should conduct yourself. That if someone hits you or someone curses you, la yargish klal, you don't feel it at all. You don't respond at all. So now you're going to the other extreme. And act this way for a long time. Until the anger, the source of the anger, the root of the anger is uprooted from your heart. And then and then you can act in a moderate manner for the rest of your days. And this is how you should attack. This is your plan of action, protocol to defeat and work on all bad midos. Go to the other extreme for a lengthy period of time. And then once it's taken, you've completely removed the negative midah, right? So now you're in the other extreme, then you could release yourself and allow yourself to swing back to a derech beinonis. This will guarantee a complete cure for all bad averus. Someone who's inclined to serve Hashem b'chol midah v'midah with every single midah, in the choicest manner, should try to set this path as the path that he should go on, he and his friends. Regarding this, it says, until him, to the one who sets his way, I will reveal the Yeshua of Hashem.